Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1823, the topic is mindset, and the title is, Does Your Story Match Your Reality? One of my online clients wrote the following in their journal. I thought I had been tracking good during the weekdays and sucking on the weekends, but I see that my weekday tracking hasn't been the best either from your overall review below. And this is a review to their nutrient tracking numbers. So all my online clients, I track their nutrition. If they use a tracking app, I go into the app, look at every single day, see what the numbers are, and give them feedback on daily numbers and food selections. She continued, I think the macros and calories you have me on right now are good for me with weight loss. I just haven't been sticking to them very well, so I'd like to stay at those numbers and just clean up my adherence to them. And that was in response to a question I gave her as to whether she wanted to make any changes based on certain scenarios. So I responded, you're doing well in that you're navigating a lot in life and still making improvements with our goals. So she has a job that's making her travel. She's, I believe, getting into a new relationship situation. Just a lot of stuff is going on. She's also reclaiming physical fitness as a regular thing, healthy eating as a regular thing. She has a lot going on. So I wanted to reinforce with her that she's doing well. So I wrote it again. I said, you're doing well. The benefit of the reviews is that we get accountability and a clear vision of what's happening with our food so that the story we tell ourselves doesn't hide the truth. And then we're left frustrated and plateaued, not making any progress. For example, I often hear people say, I eat healthy, but yet they miss meals regularly. They don't track calories or protein. And when I break down what they do, there's very little consistency to their schedule or their food choices. But yet they adamantly believe they eat healthy. People are literally offended when you tell them, hey, this, you know, I don't know how you're defining healthy, but eating randomly all the time is not healthy. So they'll have in their mind decided on a definition of healthy, but it isn't based on reality. It's something that just kind of makes them feel better. And that's what I wrote. I said, that's the story they tell themselves, that they eat healthy. That's the story they tell themselves so they can feel better about themselves and not have to face the reality that they make poor and often lazy choices. But to my client, I said, we don't want that. It's not in our DNA to accept that. So tracking what we do and doing reviews of what we do help us to keep our story as close to the truth as possible. And that leads us back to today's title, Does Your Story Match Your Reality? Whether it's your story in regards to nutrition, training, physical fitness, relationships, financial health, just your progress in life. Does your story match your reality? Now, sometimes the story we tell ourselves is worse than reality. We make things out to be, you know, that we're a piece of crap and we're always falling behind and we're a total failure in life. And that certainly is not true. You've undoubtedly succeeded at least one thing. You at least have found this podcast. That's a success. And actually, a few days ago, in podcast 1819, we talked about what's your highlight reel. Too often, our mind is very quick and it finds it easy to play our lowlight reel. All the things that we mess up, all the things that we make mistakes on. So I wanted to counter that and have you be prepared to play your highlight reel. I want you to know what your wins are in life. So that way you can bring yourself up whenever you start putting yourself down. But then also, the converse is true, is if we praise ourselves for mediocrity, we stay mediocre. We stay the same. And that's unfortunately what I often see with nutrition is it's either one extreme or the other. People think they're a piece of crap when they're not, or people think they're amazing and they're not. You know, I've had people tell me, oh, I eat healthy, I have grapes for breakfast. And I'm like, what's the rest of the food? You know, or somebody's like, oh, I eat healthy, you know, I get 60 grams of protein a day. And I'm like, hopefully in one meal. Where's the rest of it? So it's so often that people give themselves this story. They give themselves this allowance. Oh, I could do that if I had more time. I could do that if I also had money. I could do that if I had that job or that situation. We excuse away being our best with what we have because somebody else has a component or an element that we believe makes it easier for them. We excuse away, we actually don't even freaking like acknowledge the struggles that they actually have because we're often unaware of what the struggles other people have. You know, people don't post that on social media. People are quick to post their victories and their wins, but people don't often post their struggles. So we look at somebody else's situation and we're like, I could be a professional if that's all I had to do all day. If I just got paid to practice and, you know, sleep and eat food, I could do that too. Chances are, if you're not it now, you wouldn't be it then. You know, I know people in the fitness industry where they're paid to work out every day. That's their job. I've been fortunate to work with some of them, you know, get them to IFBB Pro cards, and then once they have sponsorships and stuff, it makes it a lot easier for them financially. But it does not make it easier for them, and entrepreneurs know this, is when you're your own boss, whoo-wee, there is no one to blame anymore. You are literally the problem. If anything goes wrong, it's you. You know, if you don't have enough money, it's because of you. If you don't feel like you have enough time for things, it's because of you. Every single thing that doesn't go well is your fault. If you're an entrepreneur or you're in a situation in which you have to make your own schedule and kind of parent yourself, everything is your fault. What I love about that and what makes me thrive is that means I have control or an impact on everything. Control is definitely an illusion. So I have an impact on everything. You know, if I get to the end of the day and I don't feel like I have time for something, that's because I chose other things over that something. So if I got to the end of the day and I said, oh, I don't have time to work out, that's because I chose things over my workout. I prioritized other decisions above training. Therefore, I can reprioritize my decisions and get training back into the swing of things, get back into the schedule. I can have impact based on the choices I make. You often have impact based on the choices you make. You might not have as much freedom to make certain choices, but there are definitely choices you make every day that are your choice to make. You could choose A or B, and at the end of the day, you have a consequence or a result from your choices. If you don't like the consequences, if you don't like the result, change your choices. You are in control of your life. You might not be in complete control, but you're in partial control to some degree. And we have to make sure that of what we control the hell out of it, and we constantly refine it and improve upon how we control it to get the best outcome for what we can control. If you're always focusing on what you can't control and you blame everything you can't control, you're undoubtedly missing the power of what you can control, the decisions you can make, the decisions that you're probably just not making. The entirety of what you're unhappy with isn't entirely out of your control. Make better choices, make it better in some way. You can have an impact. You can make a difference. As I want with this client, I don't want them to beat themselves up to where they feel defeated and they no longer make progressive choices. I want them to be progressive. I want them to be proactive. I want them to continue to move forward and making the best choices that they have available to them in the moments that they have to make them. I want the story that they tell themselves to be as close to the truth as possible. I don't want them to beat themselves up whenever something was outside of their control. But I don't want them to praise themselves for things that aren't true. I wouldn't want that for myself. I wouldn't want that for any other client. I don't want to be praising myself and saying, oh, I'm doing a great job, but I'm not where I want because of XYZ outside of my control, or this person or that person or this situation or that thing. If I want to be closer to where I want to be, then I got to make better freaking choices. We all have choices that we can make that often we don't make the best of. The closer we get to making better choices more often, the closer we can get to the life that we want, the one that we believe will make us happy. What's the story you're telling yourself? If you think about something in life that maybe you want to improve, maybe you want to improve your health. You want to eat better. You want to exercise more regularly. But there's a story you're telling yourself as to why you're not making greater progress, or maybe any progress. Is that story true? Is what you're blaming for not being better, are you recognizing your degree of control over that? You might not have entire control, but you have partial control. You have partial impact. You have the ability to influence it. Are you maximizing what's within your control? Are you making the best choices of what choices you have available? We all likely have room to improve in that, myself included. So what I would encourage you to do is to try to improve in it, like work on it. Have it be a project in your life, something that you're kind of analyzing what's happening and then how you're going to make it better in the future. There's a podcast I'd like you to listen to. It's podcast 488. It's a mindset podcast titled Brutal Honesty, The Tough Love Balance. It's going to talk about how we need to balance being tough on ourselves, but we also need to love on ourselves. That's a tough, challenging balance to have, but it's a very important balance. We need to push ourselves when we need to be pushed. And we need to give ourselves grace when we need to have grace. You can find podcast 488 by going to our website, www.brutalenergygym.com. Then underneath the podcast player that we have on that page are instructions on how to find older podcasts, such as podcast 488. But then there are also books. If you're into books, if you like to read books, if you like to listen to books, I do suggest that you get into them. It's amazing what you can learn via books. You can just learn so much from other people's stories. You're learning something, hopefully, from listening to this podcast. So I have a couple book suggestions for you. It's going to be a little bit long. I think I got like 8 of them. But you can kind of pick which ones that kind of match where you are in this process or what's interesting to you. If you need to have more margin in your life, where you want to be able to do, like you want to be able to cook more, you want to be able to exercise more, but you just seem to be packed to the gills, right? There's just stuff everywhere. There's too many things to do, too many people to please. There's a book by Mark Manson, and the last name is M-A-N-S-O-N, Mark Manson, titled The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. So the last word's a curse word. But it's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep by Mark Manson. It'll teach you how to make more margin in your life. Now, if you struggle with knowing your reason, like what's your why? Why do you want to eat healthier? Why do you want to exercise? It's important to know why, because that's going to be the driving force for what, like, for doing it every day. Why are you going to get out of bed? Why are you going to, you know, do the steps necessary? Why are you going to make the choices necessary, the sacrifices necessary? There's a couple good books there. Find your why, or if you know your why, you want to make sure you start with your why. So one book is Find Your Why by Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K is his last name. And then the other book is Start With Why. So if you don't know what your why is, if you don't know what your reason is, listen or read book Find Your Why. If you know a reason, you want to start with it and have that be the origin of everything you do. So the book Start With Why would be a good choice. There's also a book by Viktor Frankl, F-R-A-N-K-L, titled Man's Search for Meaning. What I loved about that book was you can assign meaning to anything in life, depending on the scope in which you look at something. It can have absolutely no meaning, or it could mean the most. It's up to you on what you want to assign as meaningful in your life. We all have the ability to do that. We all can decide what's meaningful in our life and what is worth devoting our life to. So Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl will help you decide on what's significant to you and how can you assign meaning to that. Then we have a couple other books. Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, W-I-L-L-I-N-K. It'll teach you to own your choices and the consequences of your choices. Don't blame anyone else, blame yourself. Find where you can have impact, make better choices, and move on. There's the book The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz, H-A-R-O-W-I-T-Z. And what you learn about the hard things, is you just have to freaking do them. Like, hard things are hard. So you break it down into subsections, take it step by step, and you just freaking get it done. The more you try to skirt around it, the more you try to find shortcuts. I'm not saying learn how to be efficient. Like, definitely do that. But if you're just trying to avoid hard things, the hard thing about hard things is you can't avoid them. You gotta just do them. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, G-O-G-G-I-N-S, is a great book on mental toughness. You can bring out the badass in yourself. Atomic Habits by James Clear, C-L-E-A-R, is a great book for developing a system of sustainable habits that allows you to make long-term progress. It's a very helpful book, Atomic Habits. And then the final one I'll give is How to Be an Imperfectionist by Stephen Guise, G-U-I-S-E, How to Be an Imperfectionist by Stephen Guise. It'll teach you how to make progress through chaos. So even if you can't be perfect, you can still make progress, and you have to learn to kind of be okay with not being perfect. And that's what that book can help you with. So all those books are helpful, depending on where you are in this journey. And then podcast 488, I believe, is helpful as well. Again, that's Mindset, Brutal Honesty, The Tough Love Balance. We want to make sure that the story we tell ourselves is as close to the truth as possible. If we stay in truth, we stay in control. We know what we can and can't change. We know what we can modify to have more influence. We know where and how we can make an impact. If we start to lie to ourselves and then we believe those lies, we take away our own power. You take away the ability to make a difference. So even if the truth hurts, even if you're the problem, it's important to stay with the truth. It's important to know what the problem is, even if it's you, because then you can make a difference. So does your story match reality? I hope that it does, even if it's a painful story. Hope that it does. So that way you can find where and how and when you can make an impact. You can make a difference. And you can start to write a better story. Okay. If you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.